And let's get going. Well, I was expecting something else to happen at the end there. There's supposed to be something there. Well, hi. Hello, everyone that may or may not be listening. This is The Unbelievables. I'm Mike Calhoun. If you're listening to this in your car, in traffic, welcome. If you're listening to this while trafficking someone, human trafficking, turtle trafficking, any sort of traffic, welcome. That would be kind of a dreadful thing. If you're doing that, stop. Please.
Yeah, stop.
Wait, who's this? Hang on. There's someone else here. And his name is Johnny Trowbridge. Hello, Johnny.
Here I am.
Welcome.
Yeah, well, thanks.
To this thing that you've done twice now.
Yeah, well, it's new every time.
How have you been?
Well, let's address the fact that you saying human trafficking is all right.
I believe that in the end, I said it wasn't all right.
Okay. I guess that's all that matters.
What if people are listening to this at a party?
Okay.
Like, someone put this on.
Hey, guys, let's party.
Yeah, let's listen. Yeah, yeah. Does that not seem like a normal thing to you? I think that seems like a great idea.
Let's all sit down on this couch.
Like, a DJ loads this up as his track, fades in, matches the BPM, gets it going. He's like, oh, here we go, boom. And then it's just, hey.
And then everyone quietly sits down and folds their arms in front of them.
And they all chuckle quietly to themselves because, you know, they don't want to be too loud. Everyone needs to hear the jokes. What if...
What a great party.
What a great party. That sounds like a party. Answer me this.
All right.
I'm going to ask you something.
Okay. Do it.
Do you think that when Kylie Jenner is at a party, sure, and someone comes up to her and goes, oh my God, Miss Jenner, it's an honor to meet you. Do you think she goes, please, Miss Jenner is my father. Call me Kylie. Do you think
that? No.
That's, come on.
Don't think, you're right. It that does is, happen all the time.
I'm glad we had someone in the room laugh at that, because I wrote that the other day and I was like, this is gold. This is actual gold.
It is gold.
I should sell this.
For 14 carat. Or wait, what is a carat? Is that like...
Well, you know, grow out of the ground. Some people harvest them for
so however money. Many... So if you have a carat...
I honestly don't know what a carat measures.
I think it's a slice of the side. Like how many slices there are.
What? No.
Not the facets. Or what do you call it? Facets.
You're talking about diamond carats. Like there's no. Carat... There's a carat...
Oh,
yeah, there's a carat measure,
right.
Unit of measurement for...
You're right.
For gold as well.
We talk a lot about measurements.
We do. That's actually that reminds me we should start our measurement podcast. I think we should just go with that. All right, let's get going.
This week, carrots. What are they?
Wait for it. This is our intro music for our measurements podcast. Hi, welcome to Measurements with Johnny and Mike. Today we'd like to go over
carrots.
Carrots.
Are they good for you?
Yeah.
End of podcast.
They are good for you. End of podcast. Thanks for joining us for the measurement podcast. All right, let's go back to the Unbelievables, I guess.
No. Not again.
Hi, welcome back, guys. This is the Unbelievables.
Oh, hi.
We had a brief interjection from our measurements podcast.
They were talking about something about carrots, I think.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to listen to the full episode, give us $1,000 donation. You can hear the full one-hour episode of it.
Wow. The 1 hour is about carrots.
There's a big donate button on the SoundCloud website.
It's bigger than the actual play button.
It's the SoundCloud homepage, not our page. Just go to SoundCloud and...
we're right up there.
Yeah, find the customer service number, call them, be like, hey, I want to donate $1,000 to you.
And they'll be like, who are you? And of course.
And they'll be like, hi, my name's Jerome, but I'm based in Delhi, India.
Good old Jerome.
Good old Jerome. I was on a cruise one time. And everyone...
Oh, were you?
I was. And it was as if the servers were forbidden to speak because you would thank them and they would just like nod. So you thought maybe they don't know English, but their names were like Anthony and Tom. And I was like, I feel like I'm in a creepy, like, Stepford Wives sort of situation where they aren't allowed to have their given names because all these white folks aren't going to be able to pronounce Raj or I can't even come up with one. I am one of those white folks. Holy shit. No, like Admonage or something like that. They're not going to be able to pronounce it, so we got to change their name. How degrading is that?
It's pretty degrading. It's a little degrading. Was there a twist at the end? Was there a Shyamalan? A little twist at the end? You figured out why they didn't say their name?
How dare you?
Did you find out it was the plants? The plants the whole time.
The plants on the boat are trying to kill us.
Yeah. Well, was it? You didn't answer the question.
No, I didn't answer your question. I know that was a pressing matter.
Yeah.
So I am alive and well, and so are most of the members of that cruise.
Most. Oh.
Yeah, let's move on. That was an interesting thing. That was the first time I did stand up on that cruise.
I remember it fondly.
You weren't there.
Was I?
I don't know. For the listener, call in and tell us whether Johnny was there, because I don't know. I just have to take
if you were there.
Let us know if you were there.
The vaguely described.
If you were like,
there was
yeah,
an Anthony. there was an Anthony for sure.
There was a guy. I'd like to defer to, what is it? Is it a Family Guy episode where Stewie points out the measurement of entertainers, and it's just like mime? He goes through like... And this comedian on a cruise ship is, like, right above mime. And it's just like, oh, God, that's just awful. But there was a house comedian. No, I did dreadful. Oh. Well, I did – they gave you 3 minutes. And people were doing, like, walking up and doing knock-knock jokes and stuff for their kids and junk like that. And I wrote a set. And I had never done it before in my life. But I was like, what's relevant? And I was, like, trying to come up with stuff that happened on the ship, and some of it was good. And then I did an impersonation of one of their comedians who quite obviously had was funny.
Okay, I was like,
but one of their comedians, he laughed at his own jokes a lot, like so much so that it became a joke in itself. And so I imitated him and everyone loved it. And then I could see like the host of the show was another house comedian. He was just like, he was not having
it.
Oh,
man.
But then I started doing some really hacky jokes, and everyone turned on me.
Like wild dogs.
That was when I was 20 years old, yeah.
Wow, that was,
I never went back because I was terrified. And then because I did that, I was asked to do karaoke later on the show. I showed you that, right?
Yes, that is that gem.
I did, yeah. Mm.
I think you've only showed me that once.
I've only shown anyone that
once.
And you
were not entirely in your own mind.
No. Well, no, I had to do it dead sober because they weren't serving alcohol.
No, I mean when you showed it to
me. Oh, no, I certainly was not. It's the only reason it was shown.
It was great.
Oh, God.
That was one of the better moments of my life. I think I have that locked away in the vault that is my mind.
For the listener, I'm describing a time where I, Mike Calhoun, performed... not karaoke, but a rehearsed song and dance.
There was a dance. That's right. There was a dance.
That was Ricky. Wait. Is it Ricky Martin?
Ricky Gervais.
I did a Ricky Gervais
dance.
I did an impersonation of Ricky Gervais doing an impersonation of Ricky Martin.
Okay.
On stage with a bunch of dancing girls.
Yes,
like
there
we were
was.
From 1876.
That too.
Bunch of dancing girls hanging around. And I did Livin' La Vida Loca. And that is a song that I never really cared to listen to before and will not care to listen to again.
If you play it around him, it's like some sort of like nervous tick. He starts shaking.
And then mouthing the words and then just going into a cardiac arrest.
I think the Russians have implanted.
I'm a sleeper agent. I'm activated by Ricky Martin. But I don't actually attack anyone.
You just shake convulsively.
Oh, man, what a time.
With the Russians?
What a time, the Soviet Union. That reminds me, we should probably get into our Soviet Union podcast. Yeah.
Yes. Hello from the Soviet Union.
Hello from the beaches of Moscow.
What? Moscow is landlocked, you fool.
I don't.
You were kicked out of
the podcast. From little suburban town of Smolensk.
We are on large of pond. Moscow,
where we have swimming area for all of the two-headed snakes and bears on balls here. In the most stereotypical little suburb of Russia.
Yes, nothing is wrong.
This is Igor, and I'm joined
by
Barry.
Barry.
Thank you for joining us today.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Wow. What a great episode.
I remember it fondly. It was like it just happened.
It was a good one. You know what? I think maybe we should stop doing the interjection podcast, though, because it takes up from our time. We've got a limited amount of time here.
Yeah, but we want to be a cornucopia.
We've only got so much air on the sub before we have to make surface again.
Yeah, I checked my watch, and it says we have...
For the listener, he's tapping his wrist as if he has a watch.
That's my air watch. And it shows me that we have very little air left.
That one got away from you, didn't it?
A little bit. Wandered away. That's all right.
I complimented your shirt earlier, but I would like to compliment it again for the listener.
You always do.
He's wearing a shirt.
It's a pretty great shirt.
And it's good.
It's one of them stripey shirts that if you move it real fast, it makes you like
look
dizzy.
Like you're the Flash.
Yeah, that too. But yeah.
Yeah, you know, yeah. Move around a whole bunch.
Am I hypnotizing you?
Oh no! Stop! It's gonna make me fall asleep. I need to drive the show.
That's right. Sorry.
No, I do like the shirt. For the listener, it's stitched.
Is it
good? Yeah.
I think there's thread.
We today, Johnny.
Yes.
I don't know if you noticed.
I didn't.
But we have a guest.
Oh.
We have a guest. He's waving.
He's waving.
For the listener, he's waving.
Just
he's waving to us.
Hi.
He has spoken. He has. Who is this?
I'm Nick.
This is Nick. Nick has
Nick
has
Nolte?
Finally.
Yeah, that's me.
Nick Nolte. Guys, it's me, Nick. Nick Nolte's here.
Does Nick
shit.
Nolte sound like?
Nick Nolte does sound a little.
He
raspy.
Says motherfuckers a lot. I think.
Ah!
Am I not allowed
does
to say
he?
That?
You're allowed. You're allowed to.
I've just said it twice then.
No. It's just that you finally spoke with your full voice.
Oh, okay.
I know. It scares
yeah,
me.
Sorry. I was using my. I'm nervous voice.
He's using his Makes Nick Nolte nervous. Voice.
Yeah, now this is the first time he's been on a nuclear armed sub.
Yeah. Well, I was super nervous.
Me too.
Just walking down the, you know, the ladder you guys had.
Mm-hmm. To yeah, get down here. It's a little rickety. We should probably get a few of those rungs replaced.
Yeah,
or did all of them.
Do you have your tetanus shots though? Right, you're good.
Nah.
Oh man.
Yeah,
no, I don't
later.
Go in for that. I'm anti.
It's like it's sort of like you know you can get HPV shots now. I mean, if you still have HPV,
well,
just go
HPV,
get it anyway.
So
well, we'll get you some.
Okay, cool.
We have a hazing technique where we just stab you with rusty spoons. I don't know why who started that?
I don't know. Well, I mean,
it seems a bit much.
There's a lot of force that is involved because the spoons are, you know, rusty and they're falling apart.
They're jagged.
We have to tie them down. We have to tie our guests down before we actually do that.
Not much of a hazing. As it is, just painful.
Just assault.
Slightly.
Just assault. It really
slightly
is
sexy.
But Nick...
yeah, it does verge on that.
Nate, could you state your first and last name for
the
court?
Oh, I said Nick. And then the other one would be Fleming. Nick Fleming.
Mr. Nick Fleming. Fleming.
Mr. Fleming.
What a very... Fleming is a very English name.
Ian Fleming is the guy who wrote James Bond.
Nick Fleming sounds Alexander like a competitor at Wimbledon.
Yeah.
Will you be there? Will
yeah,
be
I Wimbledon? Was there. Yeah.
You were at Wimbledon?
Yeah, my younger years.
Oh, were you one of the ball boys?
No, I was John McEnroe.
You were a different person entirely. Wow.
When I was older.
When you were older.
That makes perfect sense.
We're glad to have you on board.
Yeah,
I mean, a man of your talents. Maybe we could start a sports podcast.
Well, there was that little tiny room we could probably play tennis in.
Yeah, that's reserved only for the elephants that Calhoun hates.
Yeah, we had to remove all the peppermint schnapps that we stole, and we put elephants in there since. How many were we able to fit?
None. It's still empty, so I guess we could play in there.
Like I said.
Yes, I suppose we could. We get a net.
Yeah,
we'd have to surface.
Well, we could use it. We could build it out of the rusty rungs on the ladder if we replace it.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll get that later. We're on a tight budget.
Tight schedules, tight budget.
Tight schedule. We're trying to get all the way over to the other part of the ocean that we're in.
Yeah, the one place.
We'll check the charts. Yeah, Cookie's in charge of all that. But Nick,
Tell us a little about Calhoun.
Tell us a little about me.
I will say this. I did not know him as Calhoun.
He didn't. He knew me as Mike Calhoun when I went to that wonderful place that we all go to. I met Nick.
Hell?
Yeah. We all do.
We all go there. Everyone.
It's really hot, actually.
It's an expose. It's hotter than this goddamn sub.
Which is not possible.
It's, I mean, with all the pressure, it's hard to get air conditioning working, you know, when we're 17,000 feet under
the ocean. There's all kinds of pressure here. Mm-hmm. Societal pressure. Time pressure.
Boob on boob pressure.
Yeah, that too.
That was something mentioned off microphone, but it is something worth mentioning. Yeah, boob on boob action brought to you by The Unbelievables. You heard it here first, guys. Boob on boob.
And last.
Yeah, you won't hear it again. We're not going to speak of it.
Not for me either.
But Nick, Mr. Nick Fleming.
Yes.
Whom I only know as Nick, and I will.
I only know him as Fleming.
I refuse to know you as Nick Fleming. I
go to the grave with knowledge. With just,
go to of the, that is that what's going to be on your on
just
your
with
tombstone?
The, with
I
the
went
ellipses
to the grave
too.
With knowledge.
With the hesitation of not figuring out how to end that sentence is going to be on there as well.
Go to the grave with knowledge. Dot dot dot.
Oh,
what did he mean by that? We'll never know.
That's even better to make people like not know.
Wonder what you said.
What was that?
What your last word.
Who's the famous guy who was like, I'd rather have people like guessing at. Oh, it was the guy
David
who wrote.
David Carradine.
No, The Portrait of the Young Man as an Artist. Who wrote that?
The Portrait.
Oh, that
ben
was
Franklin.
Ben Franklin.
No, but J.K. Rowling.
No, J.K.
Simmons.
J.K. Rowling.
J.K. Simmons. That was it.
J.K. Simmons.
Just kidding.
Just kidding. Simmons.
J.K. Simmons is super ripped now.
Is he?
Yeah, he is. Oh, we're not allowed to talk about current events. No, no, no. But seriously, yeah, he's super ripped right now because people are saying, oh, he's getting ripped to be Commissioner Gordon. And then I read an article today that was titled J.K. Simmons gets ripped for J.K. Simmons and no one else got it. it was like half facetious, but it was also mentioning like he mentioned, I'm doing this for me. And it's kind of funny because that's kind of like what girls say about
that's
getting
fit.
That's kind of
what Commissioner Gordon would say.
That's exactly. He's getting into character. He's a regular Daniel Day-Lewis of Daniel Day-Lewis.
Oh, man.
There's my check mark
for
mentioning Daniel Day-Lewis on the podcast again.
What do you think of method acting, Nick?
Me?
Yeah.
Well, I'm doing it right now.
Oh.
Yeah, I told you.
An audible gasp.
Yeah.
What from me?
Who are you normally?
Normally, I told you, I'm John McEnroe.
Well,
but I've de-aged my face and added a couple pounds.
De-aged your face?
Yeah.
Wow, that is
it's an incredible talent.
It's facial muscles. Train them to.
Did you get that done by one of our sponsors? Maybe.
How many years does that take? Because I guess however many years it wouldn't matter.
5 minutes before I walked in, just prepping.
But you didn't have any practice.
Yeah, I don't need it.
What?
Yeah. He's an incredibly talented.
Well, then why wouldn't everyone do that? Because that.
I've asked myself the same question.
That's a great, great point. Why wouldn't everyone want to look?
Because my eyes are just super wide open, and so is my brain, because I'm just learning so many new things.
All right, guys, this is an incredible thing.
This is not something I did not know about Nick. I knew he was a very talented guitar player, and I knew he was a very talented Twitter handle naming young man that names himself Nick the Drummer.
Nick the Drummer, who plays the guitar.
I don't know what character I'm doing right now, but
I used to play drums.
He used to play the drums.
I still do.
Did you play on the drums, or did you actually play the drums?
I played on them a guitar. I would stand on the drums.
You would stand on the drums and play the guitar?
Technically, drummer, guitarist.
It's an expensive hobby.
Yeah, it is. It really is, because I would have to buy new heads all the time, because I'm fat.
Right through them.
Wait, do they still use pig skin for the coverings?
No.
These skins.
For like a drum set, definitely not.
Oh, man.
But like for like a djembe or something, you might get one with
the djembe.
Yeah.
Is that like Django, the movie?
Yeah, Django.
For a second, I was confusing that Django with Jumanji. There's no D in Jumanji.
You're right.
And
what
then
I
realized, no, that's the one about Jamie Foxx.
And D'Artagnan.
I'm pretty sure there was D'Artagnan. A Fox in Jumanji.
It's usually Artagnan.
Artagnan.
Yeah, it's supposed to be. The D is silent in most words.
Artagnan.
Like Dan, the guy named Dan.
It's just Anne.
It's just Anne.
But
that's
he's
confusing.
A dude, so he gets mad when people
call
him.
It's probably the original Roman pronunciation.
Well, how do you know?
D's.
How do you know when to pronounce it?
What's just the know, man. It's you like just, method acting.
Hey, it's just like French, just like where you don't know whether someone's talking about something plural or not, because it's just like the context. S's are always
don't
silent.
Hate on it. You just don't understand.
Everything
on,
is
I'm,
sexy.
I'm hating on that French language, man. I've been attempting to learn French for quite some time. If I had been practicing French, the amount of times that I've said I'm practicing French, I would know French by now.
Well, that's a good point.
Because every time I'm like, yeah, I'm trying to learn it. But
did you Duolingo? Do you ever do that?
I do Duolingo. Yeah. Actually, it's Uolingo. Because
oh, that's right.
What's Uolingo?
It's an
inform
app.
Me. Oh, an app.
That makes you do things daily to learn the language that you want to learn.
Makes?
It like reminds you on your phone.
Oh, okay.
It makes you. It's like Fitbit notifications, like, but like, hey, you didn't say this word today.
This device on your arm.
You're right. Oh, God, okay.
5 minutes of practice.
Did you hear that France just recently changed? And this is crazy because... they're so strict about their language. They just changed the rules so you can have different, like you can use more Americanized words.
Oh, so, wait! Before so like this sounds language. Like beforehand, they wouldn't allow you no, to they didn't. Use Americanized.
That's the crazy
words.
Thing.
They hate Americans there. I hear.
Well,
we're kind of
in
assholes.
Paris. In Paris, they don't like.
Have we finally infiltrated the Parisian Parliament?
That's it. We did it. They congratulations.
Just the Parisian Parliament, not the French. It's a completely it's different, it's a entity different, altogether.
Yeah.
Thanks but, to the covert actions of the sub, you guys have done.
We
it.
Have. Yeah. We had a hand in it.
Our missions are very strange and span multiple.
But that's man, the only one I was told I could talk about.
If so. You got the money for it, yeah. Shut up about the rest. Nick.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nick,
okay. You're on
Nick,
thin
I'm
ice.
Serious here.
All right.
You're on thin Parisian ice.
We're underneath some pretty
we're
thin
underneath.
Ice. I'm not going to give away where we are in the Antarctic. Oh, shit.
Oh,
but, man. Yeah.
But well, I guess we'll have to move.
It's thin because
or
the whole,
will we?
It's a big continent.
It's true.
But tell me about France.
Oh, yeah. So they changed one of the rules. So, like, before, like, okay, here's a great instance. The word party in people were saying la party. They were just like saying the word party.
Right. Party's a fun word. Who can blame them?
Yeah. But then
Andrew W.
The French Andrew. Language department, I don't know what the correct name is, but like they were like, oh man, I don't want these people saying English. So they changed it to la boom. So to a boom, la boom is like a party.
That is much cooler than party.
It is a little bit cooler. So I can't blame them.
That's entirely. Actually pretty rad. Yeah.
From
yeah.
now on, I'm la booming.
Absolutely.
That's right, but they kept doing that, kept making up words, and now they're just, like, easing up on it because they realize that no one's using them.
When I was very young, me and my friends, my dumbass friends, were like, oh, we need to come up with a better name for party, and we're my one friend, this is going to sound so stupid, this is exactly how dumb kids' young minds work, but he's like, why don't we call it a labadoobie?
Jesus
it's just some dumb word that came to his mind, and for some reason I thought it was brilliant.
Of course he did.
Yeah, and I was like, yeah, that's what party is going to be from here. Labadoobie. Labadoobie.
Hey, man. But like, what if you were had made, to explain like, to your mom, and you have to use that word?
Oh, my mom would go with it because my mom always has thought I'm hilarious. So, she's not helpful when I run by material with her. I'm just like,
oh,
mom.
You're so funny.
Exactly, she laughs at anything. I was I played a brief bit of the first episode of this podcast, and she was laughing a lot. I was just like, man.
Maybe she loves you or something.
Ooh.
Maybe?
I don't think she's allowed to, honestly. I think the law prohibits her. But so she always thinks whatever I say is funny. But yeah, we said labadoobie for a very long time. And now I'll say
Mom,
it ironically.
I'm going to labadoobie. I'll be back by 10.
I'll be at this person's labadoobie.
Oh, honey, you're so funny.
It's a little bit fun to say when you're under the influence of something.
Labadoobie.
It does sound like a euphemism for drug pop.
It
for
does.
For party.
It? Yeah.
Euphemism for party.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that is what it became, but yeah.
Yeah. Labadoobie.
Speaking of euphemisms, my friend challenged me to something the other day that I could not complete, and I like to think of myself as a literacy fan.
Buff.
And he, yeah, I'm a literacy film buff.
Film buff.
But he's like, tell me an innuendo that's not sexual. And I was like, oh, shit.
Oh, sure.
Aren't innuendos always sexual? He's like, nope. You look up
the
definition of innuendo, and it's something implying something else, usually sexual.
Well, it is one of those words that's pretty much always paired.
Almost. Those two words are always paired
sexual
together.
Innuendo. Yeah, so it's really like, tell me a regular innuendo. Right. Can you?
You'd have to have context.
Yeah, you have to have context.
So it'd be like, if I was to say, nope, I can't do it.
Exactly.
Because all of them could be construed as sexual.
Yeah, but that's the thing. Anything could be
I'm going to go to the library.
What?
He's going to go to the back row.
Au sacré bleu.
Enchanté. Oui, oui.
Bonjour.
Oh, it's the French podcast. Welcome to French Parliament podcast.
I always, when I heard enchanté, is that how you actually say it?
Enchanté.
Well, I always thought it was somebody saying some lady's name, like, Chanté.
I got it.
Like, Chanté.
Enchanté.
I didn't know there was an N in there, and then I saw it written, and I was like, enchanté. Oh, that's an
enchanté.
Enchanté.
No, I totally agree because I did the same thing.
I sorry to interrupt, but I just thought.
Don't ever interrupt
me. An innuendo that isn't sexual. I'm going to powder my nose.
To go
to the bathroom. Or I'm going to the little girl's room.
That also is a terrible, terrible.
I like to
say
that.
No. Example. Okay, like powder my nose. That's like. Like that indicates you're going to the bathroom, but that's not really sexual. Like that, you'd have to stretch it a little bit.
It's druggish. It could be druggish.
It could be druggish.
But that's just a direct. I'm gonna go.
But
do
then
some
it
cocaine.
Still is not sexual. We've done it. We have found the innuendo.
Actually, I just thought of one too. True. I'm gonna see a man about a dog. That's not an innuendo. That's
about
an actual
horse.
Euphemism.
Where did
not
you come up with the dog?
Man about a dog.
Yeah, it's a man about a horse.
I've always heard dog.
There's really? Lots of.
And actually, I didn't know that was a euphemism for going to the bathroom. I thought it just meant I need to go run some errands.
Or, I mean,
I
need to the
I
old
used to
West,
say
I
that
think.
All the time.
I need to make a deposit at the porcelain bank.
I'm going to go.
What?
You've never heard that one?
Oh, porcelain bank. Christ.
You've never heard that?
I'm going to drop the Browns off at the Super Bowl.
That's just as stupid as, like, I need to drop off kids at the pool.
That's
like,
terrible.
I remember. Yeah, that's like something that.
Any poop euphemism is the worst.
It is.
It's still not sexual, though.
Well, I mean, again, there's
okay,
at least
yeah,
one
well,
person
okay,
out there
yeah,
that it is. At least
right.
one.
I forgot
listening,
to silence
probably.
My phone. I'm a fan.
Whoa, that would be wildly inappropriate.
Wildly unprofessional.
First thing I did was silence this thing. It's my Windows
this
phone.
This guy knows what he's doing. The Windows phone.
Yeah, it's the worst.
How many Windows does that one come with? Did 74. They just install them automatically?
I think,
74. So you only have like, you got a bunch in the bank, or mm-hmm. do they expire?
Windows?
Yeah,
it,
Windows.
It's like the weakest
the Windows
link.
That it came with?
It's like weakest link. You get them until you break one, and then you lose them all.
The weakest link. What a dated reference.
No, oh, that's a great reference.
I'm glad you brought it up.
How long have I been in this sub?
Where's the entertainer, that slow-ass version?
Yeah, yeah, where's
the
slow
worst
entertainer.
Version of the song ever.
Yeah, where did you find this?
I feel like stabbing myself.
I spent
myself.
Hours.
An hour.
Looking for this. My favorite song. Isn't this painfully slow?
It's
the worst.
Horribly slow.
And then it picks up a little bit.
Is this like a soundboard that you made yourself here?
I don't know what you're talking about.
I mean,
these are all real sounds.
I mean, these knobs and buttons on this panel of the sub.
I have a gentleman. This is I have Rotten Crabtree, one of our waiters, playing the piano. My favorite song.
Rotten Crabtree is a waiter.
He does me the pleasure of fading in each time instead of just coming in like that. Thanks, Rotten. That's a good example.
Rotten Crabtree is a hero.
He looks like an asshole, though.
He does look like a real asshole.
I mean,
sorry,
I just
Rotten.
Have to say it. I have to mention it.
Well, he had constructive surgery and deconstructive surgery. In that order.
It seems redundant.
What happened the first time? What happened with that first round of constructive surgery?
I'm
so
guessing.
Usually people have reconstructive surgery
correct.
After a
correct.
Tragedy.
Correct.
So he was just okay, and he went, I am not okay.
That he had himself constructed.
Yeah. Him, so
did
his
he,
entire
did he not exist before?
No, no.
The surgery? And then he was constructed.
He was missing
from.
A few parts.
I okay. need to give him a raise. Christ.
No, fuck that guy. He sucks.
Oh, man.
Wow.
Nick is catching on to the hate.
That guy went through so much for so little.
Well, he's looking at me really weird right now. I'm not a fan.
Rotten, could you look away? Yeah. Turn the whole piano.
Uh-uh.
All right, cool.
A little bit more.
Wow.
Keep turning.
This is a very small sub.
Yeah.
You're asking a lot.
It's bigger than you think, ladies and gentlemen. It's very powerful.
We're talking about measurements again.
I was approached on Twitter, if that is a thing.
I was approached.
On old-timey Twitter.
I was approached when I was rolling through
high noon.
It was high noon, and I was rolling through town, and then a gentleman through Twitter approached me, and it was an improv group from Los Angeles, California.
Never heard of it.
It's the Angel Place.
I wouldn't.
The City of Angels.
Put much stock in this guy if he's from a made up place.
But their improv troupe had something to do with a death ray or a death laser,
sounds
something like
dangerous.
That.
Dangerous.
And they did. They threatened me.
What?
They said
he approached you.
We have a death laser. You have a nuclear sub. We know what this means. And I said, go fish.
Oh.
And that's how that ended.
Can you play the entertainer?
What does that mean, though?
I'm like, let's play this out. There we go.
Oh, sweet.
My
Lord.
Favorite part is the wonderful hissing noise we've got in the back.
Hiss, 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 hiss. I will say
those
this
are the words
about that asshole over there. Is he can play the song exactly the same every time. I feel like he's on point.
Oh yeah, he's very talented.
Yeah. Well, I mean that's stretching.
That's all he's got.
He makes Mitch do all the
grunt work.
All the grunt work, right? Well, bringing us stuff.
I can play Zelda's theme on an ocarina. So
can you
really? What is an ocarina? Kind of
all right, get it out.
Is there a set way?
That would be an incredible performance. Worst. I don't know.
You hold it like this.
Then I'd have to charge for this because that would be a speed.
Is
too much for free?
Is an ocarina like a set thing? Like, can you make an ocarina wrong?
Yeah, because I bought one off of this. You ever hear Wish? The app Wish.
Were you approached?
Make-A-Wish Foundation?
I was approached by the Make-A-Wish Foundation.
Are you dying?
They thought I was dying because I looked like John McEnroe at the time.
Oh, I understand.
But yeah, then I twitched my facial muscles and they're like, do you want to buy this ocarina? Okay. And I'm like, okay. No, but the app is called Wish and there's another. This is the worst story ever. But they sell. Really? Okay, this is good.
Oh, no.
They sell.
Let's hear the story, Nick.
They sell really cheap stuff from China.
China!
Not China.
China!
China.
Donald Trump.
And,
he's China.
And you can buy ocarinas and accessories for your iPhones.
Accessories? The plot thickens.
Yeah. I'm bailing. but it was like a $5 musical.
You bought it,
instrument.
Though.
It was an ocarina or ocarina.
Yeah, and it was so terrible that I went and bought another one. And my lady was very excited about the two ocarinas.
So wait.
Nick, you bought
you can
an
make
ocarina,
one wrong.
You can't
yeah, I, well,
play
I mean,
it.
It's just the first one was clay, and it looked like it was from the
it
ocarina
looked like,
time.
It looked like, I was going to say it looked like awesome. A fourth grader made it.
No, it looked amazing, but it played like
sequins.
A bag of butts. It was not
so. How do you?
Is it like a 5-pound bag, 10-pound bag?
Do you play it
one
just
of those Chipotle
like
bags with the handles? That one can hold a lot of butts.
That's true, and it holds a lot of stuff that hurts your butt later.
Zing.
Entertainer, let's do it.
Oh, zing!
Got
that entertainer.
Roasted.
Rotten. Oh man, he might have won. I think he left.
Did he leave?
He might
well,
have hurt his feelings.
Guy, yeah.
Poor
Jesus.
Guy.
Jesus.
Wow.
Good
you're
heavens.
Just so mean.
Not a fan. He just you know how when you look at somebody and you're like, that guy.
Yeah, it's the first time I saw
no.
you.
No.
At that open mic.
Yeah,
this
yeah.
guy seems
the
like a real
mic.
Shithead.
Should we talk about that?
We should eventually,
nah,
but I'd like to hear more about this ocarina. Or
the ocarina. So you hold it like, for the listener, I'm holding two hamburgers facing each other.
Okay.
They're about to kiss.
This is the best description.
They got lettuce lips and
mwah, mwah.
How many holes are
two holes on the bottom.
Okay.
Just like my butthole. And then there's.
You have two of them.
I do. Listen.
Yeah, he does.
John McEnroe and then this guy.
Established.
So, and then there's eight holes on the top. Well, there's more than eight, but you don't put your fingers on the other holes. This is a great story.
I'm liking
so,
this story.
the idea is it's kind of like when you blow on a beer bottle.
Look at that talent. Where did he come from? Look at
so
he's produced
you blow
that with his
across
mouth.
A hole, and it sounds like a flute,
like a
but
flute.
It sounds like a cool flute. You
yeah,
played Ocarina of Time?
Yes.
It's a cool game. And I was on a Zelda kick.
I've also played a flute.
Got it. Yeah, and it's like a recorder. It sounds more like a recorder.
Oh,
right.
Oh.
But in a good way. In a cool way. It's like a real. it's like a circular sound. It sounds.
Circular sound.
Yeah.
Mm. Well,
I'm a
like
musician.
Like,
so.
I'm going to play something and tell me if it sounds like a circular sound.
All right, I'll listen very intently.
Wait for it.
Okay, a couple more.
Gets to the good part.
Uh huh. I was surprised by that note.
I feel like that's a rectangular prism sound.
This does sound very
rectangular. I feel like it's more rhombus-like.
A rhombus. Yeah, rhombus. It's a rhombus sound.
More of a rhombus sound, I'd say.
Rhombus
so.
Was always my favorite shape.
A parallelogram sound.
Rhombus was my favorite Transformer.
I hated
the Rhombus, roll out!
Rhombus.
I was more of a mask long. Man.
We need you, Rhombus.
The Mask?
What no, the show Mask.
Son of the Mask?
It was a terrible show in the 80s.
Wait a minute.
You
Mask.
Watched that?
I watched the... Yeah, it was called Mask, and it was
the cartoon.
Yeah, it was a ripoff of the Transformers. And I didn't know the Transformers were cool because it was the 80s. And yeah,
how do you feel about the Chinese knockoff Transmogrifiers?
I've seen it. It's actually What is it? Transmorphers?
Sorry, ladies, I hit a valve.
It's Transmorphers is what it is.
I saw Transmogrifiers, but whatever you want to say.
Well, I've seen both then.
They both exist, I'm sure.
They're both terrible.
Don't come in here with that neutral shit. Don't be Switzerland.
We can all be friends.
I'm the Sweden of people. Is that who the ones? Or was
I no, think it was Switzerland. Switzerland. Sweden it was actually an allies, but
well,
they didn't
an army. I'm a tall blonde lady, so.
No, Swedish people were awesome. They were on skis throwing Molotov cocktails.
Were they? They actually had an army?
Yeah, they were awesome.
I knew Sweden had an active group of people that were smuggling Jews out of Europe.
Yeah.
They're part of Europe, but they're smuggling them out.
One of the best snipers came out of Sweden. One of the best snipers in the whole war.
Wasn't he one of the cross-country, you know?
Yeah.
Because that's one of the competitions.
Yeah, he was awesome.
I did hear about this.
Snipey McSnipeface. Right?
That was his name.
I knew it.
Snipey Ven McSnipeface.
Ah, yeah. Fuck it.
That's right.
I'm saying
Snipey
fuck too
man. Ooh, da, ooh, da. Wait, that's not is that how they sound?
I would prefer, please cuss more.
Okay.
We need more of it.
Fuck balls, dick cunt.
Fuck balls, dick cunt. He'll be here later. He's actually our guest.
don't like him very much.
Well, I don't know. Let's give him a chance, you guys.
You're going to give him a chance, but not Rotten Crabtree?
Rotten Crabtree, one of our actual employees whom we pay nothing.
What's wrong with Rotten?
He looks
I don't
like
know why
name.
I'm with Johnny. I hated him last week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't listen to that one because I was not on the sub. And this is only going out to members of the sub community.
Only members of the sub community. Actually, we play it on a loop until next week. People
is this
just
like on a PA system throughout the whole
boat? Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Do people fucking hate you?
No. Well, no.
Cookie has not complained.
No one's complained.
You know what? He always
and
has
lived.
Sponges stuffed in his ears, but I think it's just because he's got sensitive ears.
Is he the bald guy I saw walking in?
Yeah. Real bald, real big.
Cookie.
Big ass eyebrows. Like.
Mm-hmm. Like Martin Scorsese.
Like
Martin Scorsese.
I know Scorsese's.
I don't know who Scorsese is, but Martin Scorsese has enormous eyebrows.
Does he?
They look very much like Cookie's. Yeah.
Yeah, Cookie is a imposing character. Just wanted
sure,
to say
well, he sounds delicious.
Oh, no. Nick, it's time to subject you to random acts of questioning.
Holy balls.
Oh, I had a song for this. Yeah,
is it The Entertainer? You fucking asshole.
No.
Much more subdued.
This is better. You should play the drums on that tube that you have.
I thought I had something else for
this
random action.
This is
push.
Great.
This is actually
this is
really
good. It makes me feel happy.
Johnny, I'd like me to.
Wow.
That was terrible.
He did it on purpose.
For the listener, he held the jar to Johnny and
thank
then
you for doing that,
decided to
helping me out.
To keep it for himself.
I'm used to it.
Oh, here's a good one. Which grade was the worst in school? Did you go to school, Nick? Are you?
No.
Okay. I guess we'll go to another class.
I'm not good at improv. Did I not tell you? No, but is the way I do it. No, but.
We don't like no butters on the
No.
Actually, that wouldn't be too bad. No, but would actually be okay.
No, but would actually continue the improv.
Many,
I guess.
How many could you fit in one of those?
Wait. I want to answer this question.
Yeah,
I want to
answer
this question.
Hang on. I don't remember asking my co-host the question.
Yeah, I know.
I'm going to ask him. Can I ask him?
Nick, could you please ask
him? I'm
going
to have
question?
To read it.
Please ask this question.
I've forgotten. I don't know how to read.
I'm waiting.
Which grade was the worst?
There's a grade in school that was really bad.
Which grade was the worst?
Yeah.
In school? I would say the grade on the handicap wheelchair accident.
Boom!
Geometry jokes here.
Yeah, there we go. Next question.
High school is terrible, though, to be honest.
High school, yeah. Was it?
Yeah, I don't know. No,
any
it wasn't
particular
terrible.
Grade?
No, I don't know. Probably
all of
11?
It. All four. All 11 years of high school.
Grade 11?
Grade 11.
Oh, grade 11. Wait, junior year, huh? That was my best.
I didn't have a blast.
I loved you.
You did not have a blast.
No, I don't know. It's just
you were not Jimmy Neutron.
We don't need to get serious here, do we?
Well, no, we don't have to. But
no, it was just you know how people are in high school.
You are on trial.
People in high school just
they're all garbage.
Different people that end up being all the same.
So it's safe to say you're not planning on going to the reunion.
Well, I've been to them.
Have you?
It wasn't terrible, but I went to. There's this town in do you know the state Ohio? It's kind of in the middle.
Let's put it on the map.
That's a Native American
state. Yeah, it is. It is. Northeast Ohio.
It was originally pronounced Oh-yeah-yeah-yo. Yeah, did you know
that's that? Really hard to pronounce.
I know. That's why we say it the other way now.
Mm-hmm. I guess that would make the most sense.
It's very white. It's just like that cruise I was on. As white as possible.
But I come from a small town called Ravenna, unfortunately.
Town like Ravenna? Okay.
Isn't that one
Ravenna.
Of the
I know of Ravenna.
Yeah, well, that's all you need to know about it.
I know of it. It starts with an R. It's got a silent D at the beginning.
I work there. A lot of my family's from there, so all that's cool about it. But yeah, I wasn't a fan of a lot of the clientele.
Clientele that attended his high school.
Isn't that the right word?
It's a store.
Isn't that one of the most cloud-covered cities in U.S.?
Well,
it very well may be. Well, I know that Northeast Ohio beat out days in a row without sun. They beat out Seattle. Would think, like, if you said which city has the most cloud coverage, you would say Seattle. But no, Northeast Ohio, one town. The area of Northeast Ohio beat number of days in a row, and it was something insane. And it was in the 2000s. It was like 120 or 150 days in a row.
Well, there's like an arsenal there. There's like a military arsenal.
Right, right.
And that would make sense.
That's in Ravenna.
They would build it in a place that has a lot of clouds. But yeah.
Mm. I knew that. That's why I said that.
Of our targets.
Well, I read the manual coming in, in the sub.
Yeah, you weren't supposed to read that. But anyway.
Well, it taught me some stuff. Well,
at least just don't mention it again on the podcast. It's a good thing this isn't being recorded. What if it wasn't?
Well.
Oh, my God.
It's a good thing no one's listening then, at least.
I would certainly lose my mind. So I very much disliked middle school, or for old people, junior high. Have you noticed that older people describe it as junior high?
It's a regional thing too, though.
It's like if you're over 40, you have to. Is it a regional thing?
I think I've heard people call it junior high.
Is it like pop and soda? I say soft drink because I like to be a real piece of shit.
Yeah, that's right.
Soda.
She's from Connecticut.
Okay. Dan Soda.
There you go. Because I think this is the only place that's called pop.
Did she?
Indiana.
We're referencing another person that may or may not be on the sub. She's just a visitor.
It's not the piano player that I don't like.
It's not Rotten Crabtree.
Certainly not.
It's a lady.
It's a guest. Lady guest. She's giving us a cold, hard stare.
Oh, that's sad.
Yeah, I guess.
Anyway,
What I was saying is seventh grade was not good for me because I had a lot of friends in grade school.
Oh, you poor thing.
I had a lot of friends in grade school, but that was because I was just like, that was before anyone had any social status, and the only kids that got made fun of were the kids that had like bodily dysfunctions. Yeah. And
these kids are dicks.
Yeah, kids are terrible people. And I remember that we're getting real serious, but I
let's
remember,
put on some music.
There was a kid. Yeah, let's put on some awesome Cantina.
He was a kid.
He was a young kid, and he was made fun of a lot. There was a kid that I'm not going to mention what his problem was, but he had the unfortunate of having not always being normal and having normal body functions, and he was just like the outcast. Everyone else, it was like everyone against this one kid. When you get into middle school, that's when you have your cliques. And I would roam around because I thought I had friends in each group.
Yeah.
And I did not. I did not. I had zero friends.
Middle school was cool for me because I only had like one friend.
So you had one.
And I liked every single girl that was in my class.
Oh, yeah.
And some of them liked me back.
Who was your first crush?
Was
it the Pink Power Ranger?
Joni Bowen.
Joni Bowen? I know Joni Bowen?
No, I don't know. But she was my first crush.
Joni Bowen is a real person.
She's a real person. Class crush. Yeah, and if she's listening right now, Joni, I don't like you anymore.
Oh, that's harsh.
Scathing.
You don't know that. What if she's great?
Well, I'm sure she's great. She's a Facebook friend.
I just don't like her.
Oh, is she really?
I hate Facebook, though, so I'm a very selfish Facebook person.
I'm not Facebook friends with a lot of my old, like, high school people. It's
I'm mostly friends with people way I've too recently many people. Met. That's why I'm never on it, because lot of them are from Ravenna.
Oh, so it just reminds you that...
I don't know. Not everyone from Ravenna is terrible. Like, well, if this podcast blows
attention,
up...
Attention, if
don't
you're
want...
from Ravenna, fuck you.
Yeah, fuck off.
Fuck all of you.
No, it's just...
One city at a time, make an enemy.
Yeah, put it on the map.
One down, thousands to go.
What? How many thousands? Can you name a number
hundreds
for me, please?
I think it's 752,000.
Jesus Christ.
Exactly. 752,000 on the dot.
Is that for real?
Yes.
Do you
know this?
Oh, absolutely.
That is correct.
Of course
it seems odd that there's no hundreds.
No.
You would think.
Yeah, that's why it's so odd. That's why it's so memorable.
Seven.
That's why do you think I remember so easily?
Yeah, that's why.
Well, that's a good thing that they made it. Did they design it like that?
I think we just like left off a few that didn't have
that's one of the units that we measure other countries in our units podcast. How many
cities,
like how many United States worth of cities? So it's like... There's 752,000 cities in the United States. So how many in United States cities units?
That's
is
really confusing.
China, and yeah. China is 1.45 United States cities units.
The U.S. does that have a strange measurement.
I don't think so at all, and I think the
imperial system.
And I think the hosts of the units podcast would not appreciate that comment.
Well, it's a good thing they're not here because I'm not a big fan.
Well, it's a good thing you're not on their podcast.
Yeah, no,
yeah,
I would never.
That's
go on
very
a
strict
piece of shit podcast.
What? That's a great podcast.
It's part of our network, and
that's
I don't really
know. That's my father's podcast.
Sorry. I'm so sorry.
That's my wife's podcast.
His father and wife do a podcast together, Mike and Johnny.
And the dog, too.
Mike and Johnny. My wife, Mike.
No,
my wife.
Your wife, Johnny. My wife. Oh, we can't do that.
I've just
no.
done it.
Oh, no. Oh, good heavens, no.
I believe that it was Borat's first.
Oh, absolutely.
So
Mr. Borat.
I think we can't do it because I think that movie's been out long enough that it's in the public domain.
Oh, my God. How old is that
movie? That's how
it
works, right?
It's an old movie.
I saw it in the theater, and I thought it was the funniest thing I ever saw. And then I saw it again, and I still thought that. Did you think I was going to say something
no,
else?
No. Oh, he threw us for a loop there.
Man.
That's a good one.
This guy's quick.
I saw it when I was like 16 or something like that, when my buddy got it on DVD and was just like, let's watch this.
Yeah, you guys are young.
And he was like, my air conditioning's broken. Let's sit shirtless and order pizza and watch Borat. And then we watched, immediately after Borat, we watched the complete opposite of the style of humor. We watched Monty Python's The Holy Grail.
Oh,
that's so a good movie.
A classic.
But I equate those two movies now because I watched them both for the first time in the same day back to back.
And you had a good experience.
Why, I don't know. But, no. Oh, but yeah, yes. I love both of them. Monty Python is one of my favorite things of all time.
Borat great. Got kind of old, though.
Did it?
Well, I mean, it's anything that's hyped as much, and like everybody was doing it, like doing
true.
That voice. And I'm you were in high school.
They're
at the
still
time,
doing
so I can't
it.
Even imagine. Yeah, I just did it. That's right. I forgot.
Well, we'd like to hear more about Borat, but we got to take a break. We'll be right back after this with more Unbelievables. Oh,
I want you to buy a car. I'm not going to scream at you. Or make terrible puns or do anything suspiciously exciting to turn you away. I am calmly and pleasantly asking you. To demonstrate how calmly I can sell you a car, I will now step barefoot into a shallow basin near my feet filled with live electric eels. All right, here we go. Stepping in. All right. Our selection includes... many diverse and affordable makes and models. Other dealerships will swindle. Ow, sorry, swindle you out of your hard-earned cash. Not us. We will never treat you this way. If you don't believe me, let me prove it to you by personally. Okay, just listen. I need you to buy a car. I do this crazy thing. I just need you to buy a car. Jim's Motor Emporium, where sensibility meets affordability.
This intro is a lot longer than I expected. notes.
Ooh, smooth.
So smooth.
Makes me feel like I'm swimming in a sea of diamonds.
Going down like
that's a great analogy. So
like warm milk.
That's why we bring Nick on.
That's great the only analogies. Reason.
Like liquefied candy.
Them Hall & Oates. Hall & Oates, one of my faves.
They're pretty good.
I do enjoy them.
How many?
Welcome back.
How many?
Ladies and gents.
Two faves.
The. Unbelievable. Nick.
I told
here.
You.
Nick, come here for a second.
Hey, buddy.
Come on. Can you shut the fuck up?
Okay.
Nick.
What?
Shut the fuck up. Welcome back, everyone, to the Unbelievables podcast. This is Mike Calhoun. I'm joined by my co-host.
Mike Calhoun.
and our guest today is Mike Calhoun.
Hi, I'm Mike. People Calhoun. Call me Calhoun. Though.
How's it going, guys?
My middle name is
Mike
Nick.
And Mike Calhoun.
Why? My middle name is Nick last Fleming. Name?
Mike, Nick Fleming, Calhoun.
Full name? Yeah, it's just sometimes
four names?
Buy. Yeah.
Two last names?
Kind of an
hey, it's not like Puerto Ricans. You ever notice that like South Americans and like Puerto Rican Catholics, they have like 17 names? I used to say that they get a name for every liter of water that they were baptized in. I tried writing that down into a joke, and I couldn't figure out how to like work it in. And
you
it also
did.
Works.
You
in,
did.
It only
you
works in
did
Florida.
It.
It's done. You did it.
Well, now it's
cross that one off the list.
Yeah, I've got 100 jokes to do before I die, before I kill myself.
Before I day.
I day.
And
before
night.
I day.
Check one more.
Independence Day, July 4th. I've got 100 more jokes to do before next week. Before Independence Day, we abbreviate to I day here on the Unbelievables podcast. Welcome back. If you're tuning in after like an hour.
It's weird.
That's weird.
Yeah.
That's strange. Did you accidentally click on the middle of it? You're just
oh, man.
Like, oh, just continue here. I have no time for the first hour.
I set my shuffle up on my podcast app, so it just goes to random bits of each podcast.
You set your shelf up?
My shuffle.
Oh, shuffle.
Did I say shelf? Shuffle.
It sounded like you said self and shelf at the same time.
I probably did.
You said shuffle up.
I like to combine words.
Do you listen to podcasts?
Yeah, I listen to like thousands of podcasts
at the same time.
I'm really good with numbers.
The only
I think
way
it's like
keep up?
I think I have 65 or 75.
Jeez, you
have. But I only listen to like
that's a lot.
Like I have six that I listen
one of
to
them.
Like all the time, and then this one is like
really low.
Oh
no, it's really low on the list of
ones three of episodes.
Yeah.
Well, we are only three episodes in.
I like to binge listen, so yeah, you guys are...
That's a good point.
I
got to
wait. I got to wait. When I'm like 40, I'll listen to this one.
When you're 40.
Aww.
After this
that's
is taken
off.
That's
when you'll get your giant library of stolen comic books.
That's when you'll... That's when
hey!
You,
wait a minute.
That's when you truly appreciate it. After when you reach
hey, you're
40.
On a nuclear sub. You're already fraternizing with the enemy.
We're in international waters, so
yeah, it's actually okay.
This is just regular national waters.
Speaking of international waters, can you believe that on international waters, the United States, if you're on a United States cruise line, the United States drinking laws still apply? So I was not able to drink on that cruise that I was on, even though I was 20 years of age.
Wow.
I could buy it. I couldn't drink.
Then you could take it home with
like,
you.
I could buy it at like one of the stops we were at.
Then did they like make you pour it into the ocean?
No,
they
would make you check it and then put it in your room. But I didn't do that because I didn't have that kind of money. I just wanted to buy like a drink or two at the club that they had on the cruise. And then, of course, all the girls that thought I was over 21 wanted me to buy them drinks.
Oh.
And once I said I was 20 years, they immediately ran away.
Your sexiness went away after that.
Yeah, exactly.
Funny how that works.
Wasn't that sexy? I did make out with one chick on that. It was a somewhat successful cruise in that I did make out with a girl.
A chick?
Yeah, a chick.
One it's chick.
Chicks. I mean, this is.
It was good. That was good.
International waters. We don't have to be PC here.
Is that how that works?
It is.
So wait, isn't Antarctica where we're not? Isn't that divided up into like little slivers that each country owns?
Yeah, like Mars.
Isn't that right?
We've colonized Mars since, right?
We did.
Yeah.
Didn't we put a Chinese restaurant on
I
there?
I heard Bernie
I'm
Sanders.
I'm sure that's the criteria.
The first thing that goes.
That's the criteria. You put a Chinese restaurant on Mars, and it's American.
What's going to be called?
McDonald's.
The restaurant?
Yes, the restaurant, obviously.
Did you say McDonald's? Ladies and gentlemen, if you haven't noticed it for the past like 25, what? How long has McDonald's been around? Like 60 years?
20? Were you going to say 25 years?
25 months.
That's 25
it's,
months.
Did nothing happen
years.
Before you were
you
born?
Didn't let me finish. You just didn't let me finish.
For the last, how long have I been alive?
Hey, we've been on the sub for a long time. It's hard to tell. Yeah. I thought it was still the Soviet Union era.
We measure by moons.
Mm-hmm. We do.
The moonlight comes through the water. We're like, oh, it's the moon.
And there's one moon. 25. Yeah, that's what I was getting at. 25 moons ago.
There you go.
Was.
Wait, that still McDonald's. Doesn't make sense. That would be a shorter amount of time.
Is it? I'm not good at time.
There's
sounds like part of our Eunice podcast that we should should we get started on that again?
There's a full moon every month.
Nick's gone. Oh wait, he's back.
Hi.
All right, so welcome moon.
Oh dear God. All right. Listener, listen the fuck up.
Whoa.
Because we're about to tell you the origin of Mr. Nick Fleming. Actually, the origin, it's just where I met him. It's not the origin.
Again, he's so self-centered. I know. Nothing happened before he was born. I didn't exist. That guy you were talking about earlier, he probably constructed
Nick
him.
Nick came into existence the second that I met him an open mic in Kent, Ohio.
Wind whistled through the door.
In which he is the showrunner and host at the Eurogyro.
That's me.
And that's where we met. Mm-hmm. And I walked in a jeans and a blazer, like it was 1989.
It was fancy.
I don't know what that was.
He really fancied up the place.
And I talked to a man named Jason Moliterno.
He's a good dude. He's very funny.
He's a very funny man. Makes me laugh. He's effortlessly funny is how I would describe him and Chad Weaver.
Yeah, they're guys that I'm scared that let's just name drop very everyone. Soon.
You think so?
Yeah, because they're That's just really good. You're good too.
Thank you.
I don't think I'm going to lose you because after we met, it was magic.
It was a magical time.
You know,
it was a magical connection. Tell me, Johnny, what do I know?
It's part of a song. You know, it's magic. You know.
You know.
Sorry.
Never believe it's
oh God.
So.
It's good harmony.
Welcome to the karaoke podcast.
Welcome to the karaoke podcast.
Living La Vida Loca.
Yeah, we ought to get that one going. Why not?
Why is that?
Are
the
there
intro?
Words? Are
there there's words? There's no the words.
There are the. These are the words to this song.
Fuck.
Yeah, fuck.
Enter
Turner. Oh my God.
I told you that note is scary, man. It should be a big word. Like fuck.
Yeah, it comes out of nowhere. Mm-hmm. It's like you don't expect it. Mm-hmm. But Nick, yeah, we met at the open mic, the Eurogyro in Kent, Ohio.
Actually, it's pronounced Euro Euro.
And the other guys that were there.
I forgot,
were,
it's the ancient Roman, you know, like the silent D.
It's actually pronounced gyro gyro.
Yeah, you guys.
It's actually pronounced gyro gyro. Gyro.
Do you have a Greek background? Is that why you know that?
Nope.
No? Okay.
Moving from.
This is a no but. Not even a no but, it's just a no.
No stop.
A no and stop. Full stop.
Full stop.
Full stop. We're writing a telegram. Hey, Lassie.
Is that how you write telegrams?
Yeah.
I feel like that would be wasted. I think it was kind of all to the point. Yeah. Hey there, C.
All of my telegrams start with, hey there, C. And they're like, you know you're charged by the letter, right? By the...
Well, it was like...
You're like, I'm James D. Walkerfeller.
It was a Kappa piece back then. It was... They were
yeah, I had to be, you know, no reason not to be cordial. So yeah. I got to start with the traditional greeting, hey there, C.
Hey there, C.
I think that's the 1920s. Yeah. Oh, wait, that doesn't exist. You weren't born then.
That's true.
Yeah, none of that existed because I wasn't born. I met Nick. He immediately popped into existence. And I realized, hey, this new guy is running an open mic in Kent, Ohio. And what I was saying is I met Jason Molitor, and I was like, hey, you running this thing? And he looks at me, he's like, who the fuck are you?
He's like,
are you a comedian? And I was like, yeah. I had never performed before.
He could probably tell you were really funny in that first interaction, so he probably didn't.
Oh, God. I'm sure that's exactly what went through his mind. But no, he points at the man sitting to my left. For the listener, that's Nick.
Man in air quotes, he did, because he's kind of a dick.
Oh, I don't feel like that needs to be mentioned.
I saw them.
Yeah. They were in the air.
I won't. Nick.
Ooh. Then they were again.
Man.
Ooh,
man, that
I'm an
was
implied person.
To my left.
Directions.
Because we don't believe in directions.
Yeah, I mean, it's not a unit, so we don't like to measure it. We don't like to record it.
Can we tell the story from the beginning?
Actually,
he
says, it's kind of a unit.
So I walk.
It's a unit of direction.
It's like 90 degrees, right?
Yeah, there you go. You've done it. We're switching podcasts.
Switch podcasts over to the directions podcast. Welcome to the directions podcast. Let's hold on. Let's get in the right direction here.
Oh man, I thought it was gonna be entertainer.
Shut up.
Are there words to this song?
The directions. Yeah, there is.
Words. There actually is words. Drama.
Trauma.
Direction.
Direction.
Left. Right.
Right. Up.
Straight.
Backwards.
We're gonna talk about directions. They're really fun.
It just makes me want to run up a direction.
Oh,
some stairs in Philadelphia.
And then down them.
In Philadelphia, that's a direction. That's north of our current location.
North isn't up.
North is always up.
Who do you believe?
According to our guest, north is always up.
You need the
X
Files theme for the end of that one.
Get your music.
That's the Twilight Zone, bro. I mean, that is not. That is the Twilight Zone. That's just spooky music.
Oh yeah, this is the sonar.
That's Twilight. That's X Files.
That was pretty good representation. The trumpet part was right on with the trumpet.
Have they contacted you?
The aliens.
We're like, we don't want to use the music.
The
we want to use your voice.
Mark Snow called
what
you.
If it turned out that aliens produced the X-Files show? So people go, ah, it's just a fictional TV show. There's no such thing as aliens.
They probably could have put more money into
cover
it.
Up. It's sort of like all those people that believe in the 9/11 conspiracy. It's just like, I like the South Park take where the American government is so stupid that it couldn't possibly have done. Or no, they tried to make it seem like they did the 9/11, or they planned 9/11. Like the government made it seem like they did it, just to make it seem like they're smart.
I see.
I know, I like that. I like that explanation.
Well, how do you know that's not real?
Well, I'm a truther.
Is that your last name?
We're gonna blast you from one of the torpedo tubes.
Yeah, you should.
Ever been to the black mailbox?
My mailbox.
I'm the black that? UPS.
Wait a minute.
That's right.
You don't look black at all.
No, you know the black mailbox? You know,
I have no idea what that is.
Yeah, it's in like... I only knew about it from Paul, the movie Paul. I had never heard of it previously.
Do we need to
that.
Start Mike?
I saw it in a documentary.
Was the documentary called Paul?
It was... No. Yes. No, it was that guy, Louis. He does documentaries where he makes fun of people. And he was making fun of these people who were like... They go to this place called the Black Mailbox. It's in Roswell, and it's where the aliens go.
Oh.
And people just wait there until they see them.
And this guy just makes fun of them.
I have never heard of this.
Well,
he's like, wow, when are they coming? And they're like, oh, any minute.
Any minute. It's like Jesus. Oh, no. It's like Jesus.
Yeah, right. Like those guys are just like, oh, he'll be back October 23rd, 2013.
Except they gave him like special equipment, and we're like, didn't you see it? It was right there. And they're like,
unbelievable.
They're like, you're the
unbelievables.
Oh, oh shit. Yeah. You brought it back.
Brought it back.
Yeah, what a good one.
From the opening.
What a good one.
Well, it was a good callback. I liked it. I'm an appreciator of comedy. Yeah. Which is why I run an open mic segue.
Is that why you just... I've wondered why you never indulged yourself.
Well, because...
You're a very funny man.
Will Jason Derulo be there?
I don't know who that is.
Mr. Jason Derulo, how do you not
you were
know?
Oh, okay. That's not who you were talking about before.
Jason Moliterno.
No, Derulo.
Sure, him too. He showed up. He was one of the early Patreons, and I don't know what's happened to him since.
Patreons.
Patreon.
He's really early Patreons.
Patreon. It sounds like I don't know, some sort of class you would have in some fantasy video game.
Yeah.
The Patreon.
Who plays those?
But tell me, Nick.
Not me.
You,
with
you,
my ocarina.
Oh, no. You should play that at the open mic.
I have.
Have you?
I played the Star Wars theme.
Yes!
Wow.
And nobody gave a fuck.
I would.
Neither did I.
I would have stayed.
I can play 4 seconds of like 6 songs. Harry Potter theme, Star Wars, Zelda's theme, and another one that I made up because I think it's only 3.
Wait. So you have a clay one, and then what's the other one?
It's plastic.
Oh, is that better?
It's tuned better. It doesn't like.
How do you tune?
The way they make it is how they tune.
Oh, okay.
So I can't tune it myself. Like there's
that's
kind of
sucks. Like if you
it's
get
a little valve.
So if you
like
get
a
bad one,
you have a bad one. Yeah.
That's horrible.
So the high notes on my clay ones sound like fucking, like. Can we think of an analogy?
Banshee?
Yeah, let's think of a really good analogy.
Something that's really high.
Let's get the analogy podcast started.
But let's go like a little deeper.
It's extremely high. Perhaps like
a cat shrilling in the night.
The French Alps at night.
The last light on an autumn day in Tuscany.
The tippy top of a wondrous pine tree at sunset.
The dew on an antennae of a very fat cat.
It's not going to get much better than that.
That was the best. I was going to come in with my British accent, but it's Cockney, so it wouldn't have worked.
Are you like the Dick Van Dyke?
Like the dew on a blessed morning.
Who let this gentleman out in here? Who let this riffraff up in here? Get out of here, you scum!
Like a bunch of dirt.
Why are you covered in soot, you filthy
wretch? It's because I'm a chimney sweep, I am. Would you like your chimney swept out, Lord?
You're probably the one of the ones that wants to keep us in the European Union. British prevails.
Ooh.
But it's 1920, ooh, sir. It hasn't happened yet.
Indeed it is. It will. It will happen. Britain will rise again.
I don't understand it at all. Oh, we're not supposed to talk about...
We can talk about politics.
No.
Trump
like
sucks,
events.
Bro.
Well, you're listening to this in the future, so
the
nuclear wasteland... Of the after Trump presidency,
yeah,
is
we are
full of podcasts.
We were recording mere days after Britain has exited the European Union. It's a big thing.
I don't understand
people
it.
That I comics that I know.
It was
that
close.
Have no interest in global politics are commenting and posting about it. That's how big it is. It's an impactful thing.
So the European Union is like Scotland, Ireland.
Well, it's most of Europe.
But that's like, okay.
Like, I think
this
Turkey
is where I'm
going to
sound really
part
dumb.
Of the European Union. Yeah, continue.
Would you like me to continue sounding dumb? I don't want to.
Let's go back to the open mic. So how did you inherit hosting the open mic?
Well, there's this dude.
Is it because you're so dumb?
It is because I'm dumb, yeah. Because I say yes to everything.
He'll do it.
I remember.
He will do it.
I remember a no but earlier. Yes to everything is
no
little,
stop.
Yeah, no, full stop. No and full stop.
No means no. And when I say no, that means stop talking to me. Ooh. No, but the... That's
the end of the podcast, guys.
See you guys.
Harsh.
No, but... sorry about that harsh like laugh that I just did. Like, did you hear it?
Yeah,
of course I did.
Sound like
it's what you'll be murdered for later.
Would you like me to do it again?
Never.
You just did a no but. You actually did
no but.
He just said no but.
It's an actual no but.
So, anyways, podcast.
Podcast. They exist,
right? No, the open mic was run by this lovely gentleman called Alex, who goes by Zayla. He might go by Alex again. Because Zayla is Alex.
Is he a superhero?
Backwards.
He sounds... Oh, no. He's definitely a superhero then. He's most... Mm-hmm. I know...
He's Mr. Mixus Pitlick.
Not to detract, but I met a gentleman whose name is Adam. And then suddenly he told all of his... He's a college-age man. Told all of his classmates he wants to be called Attila.
I thought you were going to say Madam.
Yeah, I thought you were going to say Madam.
No.
Or well, how would you say
Mada?
But he wants to be called Attila now, and everyone just does. And it's just normal.
Well, that's dumb.
That's cool. Cool with it.
Is it?
It's cool if you're seven.
I thought he was going to be like...
It's not, though.
I thought he was going to be like North Asian, like a Mongolian, and that would make perfect sense. I mean, he looks like he's from Norway.
Because his name is fucking Adam.
Looks like he's from Norway.
Well, the Huns were originally from the Germanic tribes.
Sorry.
So that would be actually pretty accurate.
We should probably...
Bring in the English. Actually, the Huns derived from the Germanic tribes of the northern Prussian areas. So that's actually quite an accurate statement.
Now, I believe when the Saracens were invading Europe and they were establishing the Ottoman army, the Ottoman Empire.
I ain't got time for this shit.
Sorry, that was Southern guy.
Disgusting man.
He was an asshole. He looks like that other asshole.
Looks like he's leaving. We're going to expel him. Cookie, can you get him out of the fucking sub? Thank you.
He's dead now.
What a piece of shit. All right. Well, anyway, yeah, so you, Zayla / Alex.
Let's keep this going for the next hour. I can tell a 5-minute story.
We can split this up into two. Why not? Welcome to the Unbelievable
First
episode.
Two-parter ever. I feel...
We'll get it out eventually.
So, yeah, anyways, yeah. Alex, he's a very talented guitar player, musician.
Okay.
He is out of Cleveland. You should look him up on Facebook. If you type in X-E-L-A... That is how he spells his name.
X-E-L-A.
And he is an amazing guitarist and a singer.
Oh,
and
wow.
All of his stuff is original, even the covers.
Nice.
Yeah. Awesome.
It's very original.
I'm sorry,
but he was
mid-belch.
He was
What's
very,
he like?
He is like a guy that's good at music.
All right.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, we had a guy that was good at music on episode one.
Who was that?
Mr. Tyler Bucks.
Oh, he yeah, was I listened good to it. Music. And I was waiting for him to play guitar, and he never did.
Right. And then you mentioned it to me, like, you should have had him play something.
That was very suspicious.
In hindsight.
We had one, and yeah. He was like, oh, no, 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 I don't want to brag. And we're like, you're not in a band, are you?
Well, it's too bad he'll never be on again.
Yeah, well, never again.
Never, he's not allowed.
Guitarists are always the quiet ones. They're always the shy ones.
Those are the ones you got to look out for.
Yeah, you should.
Something I was told recently, it was kind of like an overheard thing. You know how you can come across conversations on Facebook, like, and it's like, stepping into a conversation that you weren't invited to, but it's on the internet.
But you do anyway, Calhoun.
Well, these guys were discussing how there's no music scene in Kent anymore, and the Stone is gone. The Stone is the Stone Tavern, which is a venue that played bands, live music, and then stand-up comedy. It has since
incense. A lot of incense.
It has incense. It has also since stopped. It is no longer. Sadly,
shut down.
It has
the
shut
last
down.
Comedy show was last the night.
Last comedy show was last night, okay. Monday. But this is a Wednesday, so
it wasn't
when this is released.
The most ideal place.
I heard it was a hole in the wall.
I mean, it is, but in the best
word.
Possible way.
Yeah, exactly.
Like I used to be called Professor's Pub, and a friend of mine actually ran it, and he sold it to Lou, who made it into this music venue and art on the walls, and it's very hole in the wally, but like in, you know, a very comfy way, you know.
Like a mouse's hole.
Like a mouse's butthole. Just like that.
Yeah. What?
Yeah. Who said it? I didn't say it. I did not say that.
No,
that's exactly what I heard. Mouse's butthole. Cozy.
Go on.
No. Tight. Small.
Like the great furry. Mouse detective.
Yeah, just like his butthole.
Or Ralph, the mouse on a motorcycle. You guys remember that? Mouse on a motorcycle? Ralph?
Ralph.
You don't remember that?
No, I'm a man.
Ooh, that doesn't make sense.
I was born a man.
Indeed, he is.
John McEnroe, I told you.
That's right.
But what I meant to mention is, what was I saying before I said the Stone Tavern?
Oh, there's not a lot of places anymore in Kent to play music or comedy.
Right, yeah. That people were saying that there's not a lot of places to play music. They're like, oh, the Euro's done. No one plays music there anymore. And I had to laugh, and I was like, I heard all the comics drove you guys away. And then someone said, like, oh, no, we just left on our own accord.
Musicians said that?
Musicians, yeah. Some metal bands.
So, like, as a whole, they came to you and said this?
Yeah, it was like a committee was assembled.
There are metal bands that play at the Gyro Gyro?
Yeah, no, actually.
There were some bands, yeah.
The thing in Kent is, I grew up in Ravenna, which is right outside of Kent. And so I spent as much time in Kent as I could because I'm not a fan of Ravenna. But there used to be a place called the Robin Hood. That wasn't on the main drag, that's now just a little plot of grass that looks way too small to have housed this giant building that I used to play a lot of shows at. And then there was like...
Indeed.
There's JB's now, which I hate it. It's terrible.
Yeah, JB's is kind of dreadful.
And it's a lot of metal bands. I'm sorry if you like metal and you're listening. I'm sorry if you're listening. But...
Wait a minute Wait a minute. I don't really like where this is going. Let's get back on.
You're on thin ice again.
Beneath thin ice.
I've never ceased to be underneath thin ice. Thank you for reminding me.
Underneath? Oh, yeah, that's even better.
Are we not, did we surface?
No, oh, I guess that's a good point. I guess I was using a metaphor, but
I don't understand metaphor.
Oh, it's kind of like, you know, the breeze in the wind. Thin ice.
We're underneath the thin ice today. Yes.
This is the best.
Great
we should
lyrics.
Do that again.
Good lyrics.
Did you write those down?
No, I'm not going to write those down.
Okay.
Is that in the public domain?
Of course it is.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Sorry.
Yeah.
That's already been established that was written
by
at
Katie
the beginning
Perry.
Of time.
Katy Perry.
By Katy Perry. When she was a time traveler at the beginning of time on the tablets of the Ten Commandments.
Yeah.
What?
On the back of it.
On the back of it?
Yeah.
It was put in the oven some lemon juice.
And yeah.
Like, National Treasure God. Style.
We're going to find.
Nothing better. Then
good day long
reminiscing on good old episode one while we're on episode three.
Can we just do episode one again? You have the transcript right
there. Yeah, we might as well. Let's
all right, let's start it from
hello,
the beginning.
Hello, I'm Mike Calhoun.
That's a good one. That was a good impression of me.
Can I be you?
He's doing a Mike Calhoun character.
Go ahead. What do I sound like?
I like this. Is that it?
He's much quieter than I remember.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Man.
Well, he's got much better you know microphone how they etiquette,
say,
too.
You know how they say the radio always makes you sound...
Yeah, it gives you 10 sexy. Pounds.
Sexy,
yeah.
Is what I was going to say.
Oh, okay. I thought I was going to say radio.
The radio adds 10 pounds. Adds 10 pounds, if you're carrying the fucking...
If you're carrying a radio, it's heavy radio.
I'm from the 80s. God. I've mentioned this.
Speaking of carrying heavy radios... We're going to have to carry this segue over into a commercial break.
Oh,
and eventually
yeah.
We'll talk about the gyro.
We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Well, I don't know if there's any ladies. Well, we'll find out later.
Guys and gals.
Guys and gals.
Chicks and dicks.
There you go. Oh, hello there. It's me, beloved American murderer H.H. Holmes. To say I've been relieved of the flames of hell to talk to you about a fantastic upstart of hotels called J.J. Jim's. Now, when I wasn't conning multiple women to marry me, I was managing my own hotel with the express interest in killing my guests, lovers, and employees in various gruesome ways. So I know a thing or two about lodging people between the floorboards. Now, J.J. Jim's line of hotels has extremely friendly staff, that look like they're just begging to be thrown into a bank vault to suffocate to death. Some great features of J.J. Jim's hotels are their combination fitness room and massage parlor, and their combination presidential suite and gas chamber. Oh, I got you with a classic H.H. Holmes con. They only have an executive suite. The concierge service ranges from wake-up calls, itinerary planning, and the first-class mailing of soggy body parts to Southern Texas. J.J. Jim's has a wide range of locations and hazards, and you probably won't live to regret it. This has been H.H. Holmes, American sweetheart and brutal killer of children, signing off on J.J. Jim's hotels. Sleep with a clear conscience and one eye open. How relaxing is that?
Right at the part where I stop playing.
I feel like I'm just going to...
Welcome to the ASMR podcast.
ASMR, the affluential sexual...
Meeting room.
Manager.
Meeting room. Everyone knows about that, don't they? Oh, man, I adjusted my levels, and now I don't sound like a monster anymore.
Mm.
But, oh, yeah, that was a little Zelda taste after a little bit of talking about Zelda from Mr. Nick Fleming. What is that? That's not even that funny. Like, oh, no,
you just sound like a monster.
I just
sound,
yeah.
I find monsters hilarious. Trump is the funniest man.
Oh, no, I don't want to hear about him again.
No, we're done.
Sweet. Okay. Where did we leave off?
Gyro.
Ladies
gyro.
And gentlemen, this is the Unbelievables. This is how we're supposed to reset each time. It's like it's a radio thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But we are not on the radio. We are on a podcast.
What?
Hello, internet people again.
Here we are.
I'm trying to make that my catchphrase. I actually do that at open mics. Like when I go someplace, I go, hello, blank
internet
people. No.
Gyro people again?
I used to say hello, gyro people, but they're all the same people, so it doesn't matter. But at the gyro...
Mm-hmm.
Nick is the host.
That's me.
Nick Fleming, our guest today on this nuclear sub of ours. And he's been telling us little tidbits.
Just been stringing it along.
We've been trying to derail it as much as possible.
We almost succeeded.
But we've been trying to hear more and more of the story as we go along. And where did we leave off? About Mr. Alex.
Yeah, we went off on a tangent about music and cat. And it has kind of died down. And this...
Oh, yeah, the music scene.
This particular open mic started out as just music. And it was Alex and maybe me and, like, two other dudes. And they'd shut it down early or Alex would play all night. It was awesome. But then comedians started showing up. And it kind of blew up. Anthony Savat, Sean Boyd, Ben Palmer.
Sean Boyd.
Yeah.
Mr. Half Hour himself.
Yeah, yeah. Well, back then, no. Back then, they were pretty tight, and yeah, they were very green, and they were still funny, and they were always funny.
That's awesome.
But yeah, and Jeremy Shear, of course, back then as well, and Justin Cash.
All legends.
Yeah, they're legends in the sub scene. But yeah, they kind of helped it blow up, and a lot of other people would hear about it and decide to become comedians, and come out and do it. And some of those people are still doing it. Some of them aren't. But Yeah, and I just used to be a goer to said open mic, and I would just play at the top with after Alex, and then I'd just hang out and watch everybody and get drunk. And
big fan of comedy.
Yeah,
big
I've always
fan
loved
of drunk.
Comedy. Yeah, and both of those things, yes. But yeah, the it was just it was always a good time, and I kind of stopped going. I had a kid. I did not physically have this kid.
Did you carry it?
I carried him after he was born. Yes.
Oh, okay.
But yeah. When he was all, like a year old, Anthony approached me because Alex had gotten a different gig in Cleveland on a Sunday, and they wanted to give it to another musician so people would still feel comfortable coming there to play music.
Oh,
and,
gotcha.
You know, and they wanted to keep it an open mic.
Right.
Which I'm just usually the only one that plays music.
Show up, go up. Yeah.
But you do really well. I was there. It was awesome.
Oh, well,
I very much enjoy it. I like that you play at the top and the end. And
sometimes at the end.
I'm a big fan of Bob Dylan. So when you played Times They Were Changing, I was very pleasantly. So I think it was like one of the first nights I was there, and I was just like, I feel like this is a comfortable beginning.
Bob Dylan's my Jesus.
Bob Dylan's excellent. Personally, Paul Tompkins he is Jewish. My Jesus, but...
PFT.
We all love to mention other comedians on this podcast. That's how we...
Steve Carell. That's how we,
oh, man. How
Jeff Dunham is mine.
He's, oh, God.
Tig, yeah, he's my Nataro. Jesus.
Tig. Professor Blastoff.
Professor Blastoff.
It's over.
Oh, you know how you mentioned it was over? I got to the episode... let's talk about other podcasts on this podcast. I did get to the episode of Comedy Bang Bang where they introduced...
I'll get
Professor
the fuck out
Blastoff.
Of here. That's awesome.
Who what did Paul describe it as? It was Dr. Go Over There. Yeah, which was
I think I remember that one. Yeah,
yeah, perfectly described.
Dr. Go Over There.
Dr. Go Over There.
Yeah, they did it from a hatch similarly to the sub that
you did they?
Currently in. Yeah.
No.
I mean they kind of played it loose towards in the beginning they were very strict about wearing a hatch. There's dials. We found this hatch in this guy's basement, and they always talked about it. And then towards the end, they're just like, fuck it.
I feel like we're going there. Well,
considering we're actually on our way. Physically on a nuclear sub, yeah, we can't
and there is a hatch right above
play
my head.
Down. Yeah.
Ironically enough.
And if you try to blast off through the hatch, you'll get a terrible headache. Zing! Ow!
No,
this is the play you're out. This is the terrible joke. It's like you can't even play it because you did a terrible joke. It's because it's so slow.
It takes too long.
It's more awkward than normal.
Just everyone be quiet after terrible jokes from now on. Just no talking.
We just give it dead silence.
Four dead air seconds.
It's gonna be
a moment of silence.
Yes, for the dead joke. But yeah, Bob Dylan, patron saint of my heart.
Love Bob Dylan. Bob Dylan.
But, yeah, so I do play a lot of Bob Dylan, and Times They Are Changing I usually do into some other stuff. I play all covers. I have some
Well,
originals.
You used to do drumming that we mentioned very
yeah,
early in
that
the podcast.
That was my main thing.
That was almost like 4 days ago.
Yeah, it was.
Worth of a podcast. Yep.
But, yeah, so, yeah, they going back to this, they approached me, Jeremy Shearer.
They being the Soviet Union.
Yes.
Oh, no, Jeremy Shearer.
Yes. They approached
Jeremy Shearer, friend of the show.
And
he doesn't know it yet. He's going to be.
Big friend of the show. Loves coming on.
Yeah, he does.
Anyway.
But I defected from parenthood to do the open mic.
Good for you.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I hate being a parent.
No, it's the best, but yeah. The, you know, Sunday nights, it's pretty rough going into Monday mornings sometimes, but yeah.
I have since noticed. Yeah, for myself, I mean,
I like 4 hours of sleep on Sunday night. It's terrible.
But you got 4 whole hours of sleep.
Yeah, well, lucky. I just wake up and take my kid to my mom's, and it's just a lot of no sleepings. But yeah, it's
well, we
it's
appreciate
well worth
it. We as the comics, and then me personally, Johnny does too.
Yes, I'm heartless.
We appreciate the hard work that goes in. It's a thing that it's a responsibility,
it's very
and we appreciate it, of course.
It's important to have something.
I'm happy it exists. It was the first place I performed, and
I thought you performed on a cruise ship.
Oh well, technically, yeah.
Lying liar.
That is a good point.
He
well,
is
I
perceptive.
Then I stopped for four
this is
years.
Why he's in charge.
Well, then I quit. I went on a hiatus.
You quit the cruise ship and jumped
yeah.
off.
Yeah, I was like, I'm too good for cruise ships.
With the alcohol.
I'm going
see,
to this.
See you fools later.
I took two beers, like, I'll be good.
Going to this gyro place that I've heard so much about.
Started swimming.
Oh, man.
Yeah, this cruise ship was on Lake Erie. Did we mention that?
Very weird cruise.
Lake Erie, that's also located near Ohio. We know a lot of people from Ohio.
Yeah, and we are not in Lake Erie right now.
We're not. We're nowhere near it.
No, no, of course not.
We're in Lake Michigan. Yeah.
Like Michigan.
The walls of the sub would be burning through.
Oh, God.
Oh.
I said it.
Ooh, Lake Burn.
It's a new joke, man. That's good. No one's ever mentioned it before.
You know the Great Lakes have their own Twitter profiles?
They
also have Twitter profiles. Twitter profiles and Twitter profiles.
Oh, burning lots of fish, killing them all.
No, but what's funny is when the Cavs won, the Cavaliers,
YOLO.
The Cleveland Cavaliers, when they won the championship, Lake Erie sent out a twit. Can I just stop?
Did they send you out?
Someone take over this podcast. No, the Lake Erie Twitter profile put out, I guess I'm the superior lake today.
Oh.
And then Lake Superior was like, I defer to you, Lake Erie. And I was like, oh, that's great. It's probably run by the same man.
Yeah, it's got to be run by the same guy.
But it was excellent. It was pretty.
It's and some guy sitting in a lighthouse. I hope they think I'm funny.
Johnny, that's what I do in my house.
You have a lighthouse?
Yeah. A lighthouse, yeah. I sit in my lighthouse and I go, I hope they think I'm funny before I tweet things out.
Is that what that beautiful picture behind you is? Is a picture of your house, that lighthouse?
Yeah, yeah. It's a picture of the lighthouse that, you know, just reminds me of home.
Well, it should. It's your home.
Yeah. We get there.
Most pictures
quickly.
Of my home remind me of home, too.
Not mine.
We're getting a little saucy here. I'm getting the feeling that we're getting a little, late in the day.
Did we do the gyro? Has everyone figured it out?
Don't know what the gyro is by now, go fuck
it's
yourself.
It's on Sunday nights at 8 o'clock.
If you can't figure it out.
At 8 p.m.
8 p.m. Please come at 8. Please
in
do.
In Kent.
I play at the top.
Nick, can we hold on and wait for the plugs to plug things?
I mean, it's pretty much done, though.
First, we got to play.
I just
wanted
to get it out of the way.
We'll do it again.
We'll do it again.
Before we
would first like to play a game. Do we have any game music? Sure, why not? We'll play a little crunchy guitar.
Oh, I thought you were going to do The Entertainer.
I don't know what you're talking about. Rotten Crabtree isn't here to play that.
You said The Entertainer?
Yeah, is that a thing? I'm an entertainer. I like to think of myself as an entertainer.
Most things are things.
Nick is an entertainer. Mm. Johnny is an entertainer at this moment. Oh. Let's fade that out. We're going to play some Explain It to Mike.
Ah.
Listeners of the show, longtime listeners of all two episodes, now three if you've made it this far.
Wow. Congratulations.
Stop clicking the pen, Mike. Thanks, Mike. Okay, Mike, I defer to you. We're going to play a little game, and it's all about me being completely clueless. Every once in a while, I'll discover something that I don't understand, and I'll write it down. I don't investigate because investigation is the bane of comedy, which is what
right?
I like to think I do. And this week, what do we have? Oh, this is an excellent question. I'm going to ask my co-host and my guest, and whoever has the best answer will win.
Which one am I?
Nick, come here for a second. Nick,
I'm here.
Can you shut the fuck up?
Okay.
You got these terrible, terrible questions. I'm going to launch you out of one of the chambers.
I don't know who I am.
All right.
Am I the co-host?
Between my co-host and my guest.
I thought I was.
Mr. Nick Fleming and Mr. Johnny Trowbridge. Why are heads-up pennies lucky?
Because people are dumb.
No, it's...
That was a quick answer, and I'm not satisfied
by it. This is why.
Here we go. Johnny, can you please tell me? Hold on. Can you please tell me?
I'm about to. You just need to stop talking.
I haven't answered my question.
Hey, Mike, could you come over here for a second?
Yes. Okay, here's
hold
why.
Hold on. What do you need, Nick?
You shut the fuck up.
Wait a minute here. Like the tables have turned.
Yeah, I just turned the table around. You didn't notice that?
Is that why my microphone sounds so weird?
I did it very silently.
Is that why my microphone sounds so weird? Stop moving the table, Nick.
I'm sorry.
He's moving it real quick.
I'm really strong.
You know what I never did?
Who?
This really cool thing. Explain it to Mike!
Oh, God.
That's what I wanted to do so bad.
I wonder why you never did it.
Yeah, it's because I'm dumb.
All right, so, pennies.
Johnny, can you explain to me?
I'm going
to
explain it to you real simple. Here's how it works. You see a person's face. You're like, man, that's a cool face. I like that pish person's face. You see a building. You're like, it's a building. Now you see them on the ground. Which one are you picking?
Wait a minute. Hang on here. How many times have I seen a building's face on the ground? Not often, because I don't even know what part of the building is its face. Is it the front?
Here's a better one.
Please, thank God. I was about to play the entertainer.
Wow. Okay. So you have a living person, and you have a memorial. Yeah. One is life, one is death.
Mm-hmm.
Why do you pick up the face? Because it represents life. That's what the real reason is.
What the fuck are you talking about?
No, that's real.
That's not real.
That's what it is.
I think it is real.
Wait, hang on. This is unprecedented.
You agree with me?
I just made that up. This isn't much of a competition at all. This is like England versus Iceland. That's a Euros 2016, guys. That's your reference. This is like England just letting Iceland score and letting them win.
Yeah, like
Nick
that.
Is being England.
Here's the deal. I will tell you the
Nobody
deal right now.
Nobody understands soccer.
I think soccer players do. Here's the
deal. Good point.
Abraham Lincoln on the penny. Am I right?
Okay.
You're right.
Ended slavery.
Okay.
End of discussion.
No, what's the other side?
Wait a minute. I'm pretty sure that
you didn't answer the discussion.
What? Abraham Lincoln has...
Slavery was bad. Do we not agree?
Yeah, but the other side...
He hasn't always...
The other side represents slavery.
It's... What?
It's the Lincoln Memorial.
It's the slavery memorial.
That's why those bars are there.
Oh, I was wrong. I was wrong. I defer to you guys.
The Lincoln Memorial's on the opposite side. Unless you're looking at a...
I think I win this one.
I think you do. Because you just said
life, death, pretty good.
I gotta go. Here's the official decree.
You know what I bet it is? This is what it is.
Tell me.
I got... You can go between my two. Because
if you guys have forgotten...
So you're either right or you're wrong.
I'm either right or right.
If the listener has forgotten, since we first started talking about this, we're asking about why heads-up pennies are lucky.
Okay, you go to flip a coin. Okay. Which side is it facing up? Which side is facing up? It's the head, correct?
Not typically, always.
Tails never fails, okay. They say.
Yeah, tails never fails,
no,
except
no,
50% of the time.
No, what I'm saying is when you flick it, you typically put the head up, which means... You've damaged and scuffed the other side.
That's it.
So when the...
A really hard nail.
Okay, yes. So it's landing on the ground. It's shinier. And that's why you pick it up. Because it's shinier.
You did it.
I got to go with Nick on this one.
What?
I got to say Nick wins the game.
Yeah, you were totally wrong, dude. Everything I said was bad.
Yeah, I got to go with Nick on this
one. I had
one.
three answers.
I'm really glad that this was cleared up for me. Let me put a check mark next to this one.
Yeah. Oh, man. Did you put my initials next to it as well?
Yeah.
NF.
NF.
NDF.
Or what?
NDF.
NDF.
Delano.
Yeah. Delavadova.
Delavadova Fleming.
Yes.
There we go. Yeah. Nick is our big winner.
Hey.
Let's all clap.
I clapped.
Nick clapped.
I did.
All right, guys, that has been our show for the... Oh, wait a minute, I forgot about
plugs. Do plugs, what are you doing?
Oh, you know what's going to be really cool? If we had a plug song. Do we have a plug song?
Do-do-do-do-do-do.
Some say love.
Ooh, Napoleon Dynamite. Is a movie.
If only we had a plugs...
That is a Kindle Fire.
...theme song. Excuse you?
It's a Kindle Fire.
That is a...
That's why everything was wrong earlier in the... Earlier in the podcast, I had the wrong soundboard open. All right, cool. Let's play some plugs. Boom. I know what time it is, baby.
Oh, baby. The lights are low.
Time for plugs. You know what kind of plugs I'm talking about. The ones that go in the rear of the podcast.
Oh, buttholes again.
Nick, can you shut the fuck up?
Go.
I promised last week that I wouldn't play that again because it's already been used on a podcast before, but God, do I love that.
I do like it.
It's so cool.
It's funky.
All right, our guest is texting other people. He's trying. I can't believe you get a signal on this sub.
My fiance just texted me, did he poop? About my son.
Oh, I thought you were talking about someone else.
And he did poop.
Good for him.
In case you were wondering.
Well, I was.
Well,
so thank you.
Congratulations. Hey, if you're listening, call in.
I have confirmation.
Call in to congratulate our guest and his son.
Yes.
Well, we've got some plugs going on, and last week we heard about a great idea that Johnny had, slip and slide into a volcano for the native people of an island here and there in the sub-Saharan ocean that we were inhabiting.
That's right.
So, inhabiting, making up words. Inhabiting. Yeah. Now tell us, what have you got going on? Are you on the Twitter yet?
I am not.
He's not on the Twitter.
I tried, and there was no cell reception.
Oh, yeah.
On the bottom of the ocean.
Yeah,
so.
We're on the bottom of the ocean.
But I do have a new invention.
Oh, here, let's hear it.
So you know what the problem with paint is?
Paint.
It's too light. And always doesn't run well. So I thought,
doesn't run well. It's exactly what I feel.
Well,
about
you know, you're always paint. Like, this is too light. What can I do to make it heavier? And I thought, lead. You just put a ton of lead in the paint.
Lead is heavy.
Yeah. So
it's
I put
the heavier things.
Yeah. Well, so I just went to all the distributors and just put as much as I could.
Every distributor.
Every single one.
What did Mr. Sherwin Williams, what did he have to say?
He was like, who are you? And then I was like, I gotta get out. And then I left.
Oh, you were running away?
Yeah.
Did you just leave the lead there for him to discover for himself?
Nope, it was already in the paint.
Oh, good for you.
I worked quickly.
Yeah. Oh, good job. Good
so, you know, it's the small things that you do for the human race.
Good idea.
Yeah.
You know what? I think that'll go far. Mm-hmm. I was thinking about painting the interior of the sub with lead paint.
Yeah.
I think that's a good idea.
It is, because I already did it.
It's cheaper. Oh, you already did it. Nick, you got your tetanus shot and you got your lead shot, right?
No, stop.
Your lead shot?
No, stop.
No.
Nick, what kind of plugs do you have?
Well, as I mentioned before, I host an open mic.
Wait a minute. Tell us all about this open mic.
So, a long time ago. No. It's been going for a long time, though. It's been going for like... Anthony will tell you it's been going for as long as he's been doing it.
Right.
So, I mean, it has.
Mr. Anthony Savat.
It's not
another friend of the show that doesn't know it yet.
Yep. But, no, it's been going for, I feel like it's been going for 8 years.
Wow.
It could be completely
wrong.
Long
time.
Wow. I've only been doing it for...
I wouldn't know. I didn't know about it then. It didn't exist before I got there.
Yeah, it's true. It didn't. So I've only been doing it since you've done it, so like 3 months. But no, I think I've been doing it for like 2 years. But it's on every Sunday... Without fail, we did it on the fucking Super Bowl, for Christ's sake.
What?
Yes.
Super Bowl?
Did people come out?
They came out to watch the Super Bowl and get mad at me while I played music. It was great.
Super Bowl? Stanley Cup Final? I witnessed that.
We also
night.
Did it Game 7.
Game 7.
You
of
did
the,
it on Game 7? Yeah.
Cavaliers.
We didn't. You're actually, insane. Since that's a Cleveland game, and since, you know, it was very important, we did it at halftime and at the end.
Tyler was there Precise. That night. Tyler went that night.
He went to the Eurogyro?
He did go to the Gyro.
Tyler Durden?
Yes.
Also, yeah.
Yes, and. Yes, and I
yes,
have
Yes, and moving
plugs.
Forward.
Yes, and my friend.
What I have not done for the first two episodes is plug my own fucking Twitter handle,
oh,
which
I have
is
one of those.
At... Oh, first we got to hear from Mr.
No,
Nick
no,
Fleming.
No, you do. You do you.
All right, cool. We'll go back to Nick, which is unprecedented.
Uh-huh.
I am at @Mike_Calhoun because... I was like, well, I can't put them smashed together. It doesn't look good at all. So I made it Mike_Calhoun. I'm on the Twitter. The Unbelievables podcast Twitter is @TUnbelievables because some squatter got the Unbelievables podcast, or the @TheUnbelievables. And also just @Unbelievables is some douche that doesn't tweet out anything funny. But we tweet out funny things. So find us at @TUnbelievables. We sometimes tweet out funny things. But, Nick, you have a Twitter handle.
Yeah. You should just change the name of the podcast to Tunbelievables.
Welcome to Tunbelievables.
Or Tunes.
We're Tunbelievable. Oh, that was bound to happen. Bound to happen. I can't believe it didn't happen.
It should happen every time, though, or not at all.
That should be the new theme.
No.
I got to go with Johnny on this one.
I got to disagree. The Gyro has a Facebook page. It's the Eurogyro Open Mic on Facebook. And everybody seems to think it's just a page for the Eurogyro, and they will check in on a Tuesday when they're eating wings.
Fuck.
And it's hilarious. And then I will constantly get messages about the open mic. And yes, it's an open mic, and yes, you can come do it anytime. It is open to anybody. And
I remember I messaged
open.
Yeah. I messaged the open mic before performing my very first time, and I said, what kind of song and dance do you need in order to perform here? And this funny gentleman.
Was it me?
Yeah, it was
It
you.
Might have been Anthony.
Oh,
he,
really?
He sometimes responds.
Oh, does he?
But if it was funny, it was me.
He responded with, it's a show up, go up. I tried cutting off people at a certain time, and it didn't work out. no song and dance needed. And I was like, oh, this is already going well.
That was me.
That was indeed Nick, so Mr. Nick Fleming. You haven't described your...
Eurogyro Open Mic on Facebook.
Open Mic is on Facebook.
And then on Instagram, it's just Eurogyro Mic, because two O's next to each other look weird.
I prefer that.
And the password's really good. If you want to know the password, just come up to the open mic, and I won't tell you it. But yeah, it's just a joke for me. But, yeah, and then I am on Twitter as NickyWiki22. And I am on Instagram.
Excellent.
Nick the Drummer 22, because Nicky Wiki is shorter than Nick the Drummer.
Nick the Drummer.
Yeah, and that's not a name I made up for myself, but it's still kind of lame.
Follow us all on Twitter, guys. If you want to hear funny things or whatever Nick says, I don't know.
I don't say funny things. I post pictures of my 3-year-old who is awesome.
There you go.
If you want to hear funny things and Nick.
Follow us all on Twitter.
Then listen to this.
And then tune in next week to hear Johnny's next week's project and hear about the updates of the lead paint project that's going on.
Probably not very promising.
It seems pretty promising.
It seems solid to me.
I'm gonna give that a solid 10 out of 10.
A solid.
I think your next thing should be gasoline. You should put some lead in there.
Gasoline in? Yeah. Why don't we? Great ideas.
Because I want my car to weigh more.
All right, guys. It's been a great episode. I want to thank Nick for coming. I want to thank my co-host, Johnny, for being here.
Thank you,
guys.
I don't think I've ever thanked anyone. This is a new tradition. I'm actually getting the hang of it.
I like it. So nice.
But tune in next week. I don't know who are. Find out next week.
We'll find one.
Yeah, we'll find a guest. And he'll be on next week, and it'll be great. Thanks for listening.
Or she.
That's a good point. He or she. We have had... Hey, don't you dare call me sexist. My second guest was Faith.
I didn't. I just
said, she's here today because she's our new engineer. But this has been The Unbelievables. Thank you so much for listening. Goodbye.